Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey, listen, I want to make kind of a multi-video. I'm trying to do shorter videos and kind of get to the point, and along with my uploads. But anyway, so first topic, I want to talk about a life update. This is a big life update, and it was all due to an error. So I didn't get paid at my job this week. I took a vacation last week. I called corporate. They said, oh, well, we thought you wanted to take a non-paid vacation. I see what you're trying to do, trying to be slick. So they're giving me a check on Monday, okay? And I'm getting paid on Wednesday. Before all this happened, I took out a loan to pay my bills because they were due. They were due, like, immediately, and I had to take out an emergency loan. Well, I paid my bills, but I still got some of the loan money left. With all the money combined, I can probably pay off my car and one-shot it on Wednesday. So that's a blessing. That's a big blessing. Because I've been paying $500 a month on a 2014 car. Anyway, another thing. Sorry, I'm at Chipotle. I just got done eating. You know, I'm not really a 10 out of 10. And I want to talk about not being, you know, a Chad and being okay with it. I'm black, but I'm short. I'm only 5'8". That's average height. I'm not 6'5" and with, like, you know, NBA athlete level. I'm not like that. I'm just not. You cannot outperform your genetics. And I'm on the bigger side, but I probably have the genetics of a bodybuilder or something, because I've had some muscles before. It looked like I had a build, I had a kind of a structure, a foundation of, like, someone who can work out, but I never applied myself. Well, I'm going to start applying myself next year. I'm down 58 pounds. Anyway, and, you know, when I was younger, it really bothered me not being, you know, 6 foot, 6 foot one. You know, the doctors actually told me, and my parents, I was going to be over 6 feet tall. I was going to be 6'2", 6'3". That never happened. That never happened. I don't know what happened to me, but that didn't happen. A couple other things didn't happen to me. The one good stereotype that guys mostly have, or black guys have, I didn't get. So, that's another thing that didn't happen. So, yeah. Anyway, there was a point where I was really depressed, and I was close to 500 pounds, and I told myself, you can either die early in life, or you can get up and live your life. And that was probably the most impactful and powerful thing I've ever heard myself think and say out loud. And from then on, I began walking. I began eating a bit better, drinking a gallon of water a day, and I dropped 50 pounds at close to 500 pounds. I was really big. I was very sick. I usually use the electric carts. But I really did a good job at telling myself, you can either live or die. That's it. There's nothing left. There's nothing left to do. You either live your life or you can die early. And I chose to live. And I've lost over, you know, 120 pounds. People are outside talking. Anyway, so that's the second thing. You have to be okay with not being a Chad. Not everyone's going to be a Chad. You have to be okay with being you, whether that's 6'5" or 5'10". You have to be okay with yourself. And if you're not, maybe you need therapy. You know, that's just kind of my thing. All right, third thing. Why I choose to not have kids, not get married, basically be a virgin. I don't see any good options out here. That's probably the main reason why. there's not a lot of reasons to have sex and have kids. I don't know, get married. There's not a lot. There's not a lot. There's not a lot of reasons to be with people. There's not a lot of reasons to have soul ties. Because people are, you know, messed up. People are messed up. And, you know, there's this one girl I used to know that had, you know, kids and stuff, and it ruined her life. It ruined her life. Having kids with the wrong person can destroy you. And I think we need to start saying that to teenagers. We need to start saying that to adults. We need to start saying that to new parents. We need to start saying that. Being unequally yoked can destroy your life in the physical realm. I'm not going to talk about the spiritual realm. I'm talking about the physical realm. It can destroy your life. And I just think that people need to be more cautious about what they're doing. People need to be more cautious about who they're with. That's why I truly have stayed a virgin. I've never been on a date. I've never kissed anyone. I've done nothing. And that's how it's going to be for the foreseeable future. And you have to have thick skin and be okay with that and go against adversaries. Do you know how many times people have asked me if I was gay? Just flat, like in a rude way. I'm just like saying, oh, you know, I don't date. I don't even say that I'm a virgin. I just say, oh, I've been on a date yet. You know, I kind of want to see what's out there for me. And they'll say, what, are you gay or something? I'm like, why do I have to be all that? But people think they have the right to ask that type of question because you don't date or because you're trying to see what's out there for your life. People are rude. People are rude. When you don't go with the status quo, people will question you very harshly and inappropriately. And you gotta clap back at them. So that's it. 7-minute video. That's all I wanted to say. Three things, three topics. I'm gonna try to do this a bit more, make like multi-topic videos so that way I can get more of my point across. That's it. All right, bye guys.